Good morning. It's Monday, November 8th, and that means two things. I think I forgot about something on Friday, and it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by none other than Keystone Tech and their direct drive HID LED replacement lamps. You know what they do? They come in two powers because you can flip a switch on the box and switch between them. Three colors, also on a switch, available G2 screw-in sensor for motion sensors or daylight harvesting. That's light made easy. Link in the description, if you please, or keystonetech.com if you don't. And into the news. Former GE workers have filmed a commercial urging owners to bring work back to the U.S. This is across a bunch of GE facilities, some of them lighting, some of them not. That's all I got. The IES has closed their internal fraudist investigation. You might recall, either 6 or 18 months ago, this year's been messy, that a former bookkeeper accused the organization of some shady financing, but the ethics committee has found no wrongdoing after some explanation. Graybar has bought Metro Electric Supply and Metro Lighting, that's in the St. Louis area, and Steven Engineering, that's a San Francisco automator. No staffing changes at either location planned. Signify has reported on their Q3 profitability that's up 11%. Ameren's results for Q3, $425 million in income. LSI's Q1 is $106 in revenue. That's millions. Eaton has set a earnings record in Q3. Sales total just under $5 billion. Signify's sales are down in Q3, that's 5% lower than last year, or just about. Light Science Tech shares are down 13% after a major shareholder has ditched their entire stake. And AMS Osram is entering the UVC products market. Labs are already verifying their effectiveness independently. And Devin Wall is on Get a Grip on Lighting. Check that out. Daylight savings time does not save energy. Once again, this happens every year. We can all opt out of it. We can all try. We can all individually not agree to participate in this anymore. But it's really down to a top-down decision to make this go away. And there's an analogy or an allegory in there that I won't pursue any further because that's outside my editorial mandate. Have a good day. The Governors Association has published a white paper on efficiency. This is recapping energy goals and the tools being used to achieve them across the United States at a state level. ETIM is now officially in English. Their first translation is available to read. Outdoor Living has bought Landscapers Depot. They deal in hardscapes, and the deal closed for an undisclosed amount. Shaler Yesco is adding Signify to their product lineup. NEMA has presented three members with their annual awards. The IES has named their award winners. Solitube has won three different awards. The Vision Awards, the Architizer Product of the Year Award, and the Planet Positive Award for their TDD line. The LIA Awards were presented at Light Fair, and NEMRA has donated $20,000 to Gary Sinise's RISE program. In legal news, Argo has filed suit over DBA Lighting over five different patents, and Acuity's class action suit is set to settle, in principle at least. In horticultural news, Fluence has launched a conversation platform for horticultural expertise. The ISS has harvested their first crop from the grow chamber, making some delicious space tacos with some chilies grown in their little box up there. AgroLux will be supplying Nature Fresh. This is one of the largest lighting deals in recent memory signed. In event news, the DOE is planning an SSL workshop on January 31st through Feb 3rd. That's a free online event. We have Light Fair recaps from Sign Builder Illustrated, Greg Eric, John Arthur Wilson, Architecture Magazine, and Inside Lighting, and Edison Report. Everyone seemed to like it. You can read all these on nailed.org, or at least check the links. The IDA is adding two astronauts to the Under One Sky conference. Closing panel will run with Ron Guerin and Jan Mace Grunsfield. In rep agencies, GE Current, a Daintree company, has picked CM Buck and Associates for Indiana and Kentucky. And CSC LED has picked Catalyst for Atlantic Canada. In recommended reading, again, nail.org, click all these links. We have data on daylighting in schools. We have making the most of Cobb LEDs. We have tackling efficiency for renters. We have Stephen Lowe and Adam Weirman on smart grids, and Charles Nefke on non-energy benefits and how you can fit them into codes. In IoT news, Zycato has partnered with ALG and Lumina. This is expanding their presence to 5 new European nations. The UL and TIA have opened Spire, which is a smart building testing service. And DALI has dropped new technical guides for DALI Plus and wireless gateways. In market projections, we're seeing 30% gains in OLED panels. 63% of the industrial sector will be lit by LED in the next 4 years. LED drivers will reach $14 billion worth of value in the next 4 years, and indoor farming is set for 10% growth. In R&D, EPEI Poland has developed a dynamic lighting tool that will reduce glare outside with the power of cameras and dimming. Seoul Semiconductor has claimed that their sun-like lamps boost brain power. This is a joint study from Seoul National U and Basel U, showing exposure to their lights boosts test results and processing speed in humans. In dark sky news, light pollution is causing crickets to chirp during the day, which is probably bad for the reproduction. The US DPNR is asking Virgin Islanders to install turtle safe lighting. LED face masks, which might be good for your skin, are probably bad for your sleep. Light at night is bad for your immune function. International research team has found a new way to ID lighting by type from space. A Dutch research team has proposed a better way to light parks. And the dark sky program works. Light emissions do go down. It's observable. Great to hear. In local news, Maine is offering $25 million in grants for home projects. The Illinois EPA is offering residential grants. Alabama is offering new funds for municipalities to do their own programs. The Northwest Territories rebate program has run out of funds early. Goleta has completed their streetlight upgrades, and IES New Jersey has saved $10 million after their upgrades. In People News, Orion has added Michael Jenkins to their leadership team. Insight has added Trevor Smirgian as sales manager. Bill Bien has left Signify. JLC has named Greg Campbell as CCO. Keystone has promoted Josh Ingsona to VP Sales and Distribution. Atlantic Coast Electric Supply has named John Younginger as VP and GM. And Annette Clayton has been reelected chair of NEMA's Board of Governors. In oddities, we have Charles Munger, who is not an architect, has designed a dorm room without windows. He is claiming the tunable lighting is better than windows. We have a discussion of how to work with flexible LED filament. We have a lava lamp costume if you're planning costumes early. And you can build a combo lamp and planter with Simone Gertz. That's been me. I've been Scott Wagner. Have a great week. Enjoy the music. Enjoy your time. Happy Diwali, because all holidays matter.
Seasons change quickly as they appear. Air gets crisp this time of year. As the summer moves on, the dreamer's love has to wait. The winter's chill warms the embers of a once burning flame. Give me your love, let me in your song. Give me that fire that you need me to hold. Give me your love, let me in your song. Thinking of the days on a New England shore. Longing for a life on the low tide floor. Arcades on the boardwalk are broke, so I'm told. This is temporary, although feelings are so bold. Give me your love, let me in your song. Give me that fire that you need me to hold. Give me your love, let me in your song. in love.